Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, you know, I want to take your phone calls. We also have a guest coming up, and I haven't even gotten through two pages of Paul Joseph Watson's article dealing with the fact that if you want to be a part of the globalist upper inner circle, you've got to at least be a rapist, because it's just a manifestation of their attitude that we are all basically just prey to be fed on by them. And that's why the whole media culture, the whole NPR simpering, hypnotizing voice is designed to put us in a childlike, diminutive, subservient position so the system can basically rape us financially and physically. And it's why any type of strength from the citizenry, any type of armament, by the citizenry is seen as evil and horrible and dirty and dangerous, but giant paramilitary forces erected against the people is seen as good. This is just simply another signpost on our road to tyranny. And when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to finish up this article by Paul Joseph Watson. Globalists like to rape women as well as nations. I think we should add to this, globalists like to rape women and children as well as nations. And after all, I mean, they're all over the news telling us that torture is as American as apple pie, attempting to twist us and turn us into basically versions of what they are, artificially turning us into these suboid, kind of Renfield-esque assisters, helpers, attendants, to them, so that the world can be turned into a hierarchical system, playground, a charnel house for the New World Order control freaks. So I'll finish up with that in the next segment. And then secret weather weapons can kill millions, warns top Russian politician. This is absolutely amazing. They just brought this into me during the last break. We're going to be covering this coming up a little bit later. Secretary of Defense Cohen, back in April 28th, 2007, told Army Times that there are weather weapons, tectonic weapons. We know that there is a giant quasi-secret geoengineering program launched by the Department of Energy back in the mid-90s. And they're just now getting around to having the CFR and others promoted to the general public. So there's no doubt these programs are going on. And then the globalists come out and say, she pay us carbon taxes or protection money, and then the Earth will stop going through all this climate change. It's just classic stage terror. But secret weather weapons can kill millions, warns top Russian politician. A top Duma political leader caused shockwaves in recent television interview when he warned that Russia could deploy an arsenal of new technology to destroy any part of the planet and kill over 100 million people using secret weather weapons if the United States, the UN, and Georgia tried to stop Russia's entry into the WTO. Vladimir Veronovsky, the vice chairman of the Russian State Duma and leader of the Liberal Democratic Party of Russia, the first official, the sanctioned opposition party after the fall of communism. The LDPR has deep links with the former KGB and Communist Party and has become a significant force in Russian politics, despite Zhirinovsky himself being branded as a militant neo-fascist. According to the translation provided by a Russian speaker, I'm going to cover this after I finish up. Yeah, the Russians have got it, the Chi-Coms have got it, and you better believe good old USA's got it. And USA isn't run by the USA, it's run by the Rothschild-Rockefeller banking cartel out of England and France. And I don't like the Russian elite any more than I like the globalist elite over here, but the Russians do pay their people to have kids.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is an incredible breaking news report at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to get this red link up on InfoWars.com. Secret weather weapons can kill millions, warns top Russian politician. I'm going to go over this article here in a few minutes. When I finished up with this article that I started covering last hour by Paul Joseph Watson. And the point I'm trying to get at is this. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Have you studied the decline of the Roman Empire and then the Byzantines that came after them? Have you studied what the French and British royalty did? Have you studied what the Chinese royalty did? Have you studied what the Toltecs and then the Mayans and then the Aztecs did? It's always the same, like a tropism, like a plant grows towards the sun. Societies have their flowering and science and technology and honor. They become wealthy. And then over time, people begin to worship the sycophantic institutions. And in the end, it always, you have top elites raping, murdering, killing, bizarre sexual behavior, gladiatorial events, public sacrifices, all designed to ensure that the general population will submit to whatever they're told to do. These are rituals of submission to the Kim Jong-il types, like you have in North Korea. Where the people are just under hellish degradation. And like out of 1984, most parents have their children taken at birth and sent to other parts of the country, so you never have a mother and a father. In 1984, they talk about, we're going to get to the point, Winston, O'Brien tells him as he's torturing him, where children are taken at birth like eggs from a hen. Well, North Korea has already achieved that. Government and centralized dictatorial systems always, even if you get a benevolent philosopher king up front, always degenerate into abject hell, with Caligula marrying his horse and making it the head of the Senate, and Nero running around dressed up as a werewolf, publicly chaining people down and ripping their throats out with blood spraying all over him. I could go through more examples of this if you'd like. The Aztecs, people begging to have their children's hearts cut out because it was such an honor. The main meat supply that funded the priest class was humans hanging by their heels, and the public coming up into the meat stalls, getting select cutlets for themselves. And people would say, well, that's just a culture. Well, the Nazis were a culture. And we need to learn to judge these cultures. Now, what comes up over and over and over again, time after time, in every culture with corrupt elites, and what comes up time after time with the Washington elite, the IMF World Bank elite, the British elite, it constantly comes out, and then no one is prosecuted or gets in trouble with these people raping women, kidnapping children. And I was reading cases out of Europe and Australia. The list goes on and on with links to the UN caught running giant child kidnapping rings, Halliburton, DynCorp, having lobbyists full time. And this is even in major newspapers, just straight up who say we don't want it to be a federal crime for our contractors to run child kidnapping rings. I mean, this is so incredible. And we have links to the Chicago Tribune. We have links to all the mainstream articles where they, with a straight face, I mean, somebody grabs your kid off the street corner, it's a big three-alarm fire, and the cops race around. But when it's the globalists doing it or big contractors doing it, they don't even have a law. In 2005, Halliburton subsidiary KBR and DynCorp lobbyists worked in tandem with the Pentagon to stall legislation that worked specifically would specifically ban trafficking in humans for forced labor and prostitution by U.S. contractors. It's one of their biggest businesses. Where were the investigators and convictions in the cases of establishment orchestrated child slavery and prostitution, like the NATO officials responsible for the mushrooming of child prostitution in Kosovo? Have a link to that, BBC. What happened to U.N. officials identified as using a ship chartered for peacekeepers to bring young girls from Thailand to East Timor as prostitutes? In every example, the case seems to get shut down when the direct ties to people in positions of high power are established. That's why they want a world government. You ask, why do the globalists want to set up a world government and then release bioweapons and reduce the world's population? Why do they openly state that? Why do they openly push for that in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996? Why do they openly push for that in State Department Memorandum 200? Why do they openly push for all of this? Because it's what they like. They like the power over everyone. They want the power of God. A globalist sees an innocent three-year-old child and wants to rape and kill them, wants to put cigarettes out in their eyes, wants to keep them in a dungeon begging and pleading. The sounds of a begging, pleading three- or four- or five-year-old girl is music to their ears. It is abject torture for a normal, wholesome person. But a normal, wholesome person just wants a decent house, a car that works, and wants to go play golf, or wants to go see movies, or wants to make pottery in their garage, or wants to do woodwork, or wants to go fishing. We don't have this hunger for power. These people do. And good people are going to have to get organized and grow up, because good people have a blind spot for this. I can play you congressional hearings. I've played it many times, where Rumsfeld is confronted by Congresswoman McKinney, and she reads the reports about the child kidnapping rings and says, why isn't DynCorp in trouble? And he says, well, I believe they were put in the penalty box. They weren't given contracts for a year. And she says, no, they weren't. And he goes, well, that's just the way it is. And he got very quiet and was scared. Rumsfeld never acts scared. He got very quiet. Just search Rumsfeld confronted over child sex slaves into YouTube, and it'll come up. The behavior of Strauss, Kahn, Gore, Clinton, and every other globalist underscores how our planet is being seized by people who are predators in more than one sense, and those conduct and whose conduct illustrates how they deserve to be behind bars more than they do, accumulating more and more power in a move towards global governance. And I only read part of the article because we don't have time, but it's very painful to know that in plain view, they are allowed to do this and get away with it. And then that begs the question, why has Dominique Strauss-Kahn been busted? Because there's all these reporters and other women and people coming out in cases of the IMF having to cover things up behind the scenes and make cash payments, like Clinton for raping, you know, the woman reportedly. I mean, he settled for $850,000. That's guilty right there, folks. I mean, if you accuse me of rape and I hadn't done it, I'm not going to settle. I'm going to be out in the open saying, let's go to trial. And when we're done, I'm going to sue you, and you're going to go to jail for perjury. Not Clinton. He's like, oh, I didn't have sex with that woman, but here's $850,000. Please leave me alone. I wouldn't lie to you. I'm Bill Clinton. I'm your first black president. I'm black. That's true, too. And Al Gore invented the Internet. You don't get into their club. I mean, mid-level people have got to have gay prostitutes. I mean, that's the... To even join the club, you got to, you know, get in a group party there at Bohemian Grove and have the gay prostitutes service you. Headline, New York Post, top gay porn stars service moguls at Bohemian Grove. That's just to get in grassroots. That's, you know, just what camp followers are into. You go up the chain, it's a brotherhood of evil. And you've got to enjoy torturing small children and then begging and pleading and screaming in the dungeon and being mutilated and tortured. And their favorite thing in France and in Belgium when they find these dungeons is starving them to death. I mean, reportedly, globals will just sit there for days while a small child's in a cage starving to death, begging for mommy. And it's like absolute ambrosia to them. It's Valhalla has been opened up. And they love it. And so, of course, they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. Of course, they're, every major GMO crop that comes out has the side effect. It's not a side effect. It's what their real design is, to cause total sterilization in all mammals they've tested it on, guinea pigs, rats, mice, within three generations, all on record, to cause massive mutagenic developments in all mammal species in the intestines. That's why you just see incredible diseases of the gut, the lower, the small and large intestine, the stomach, because these are hell demons. They are conjuring absolute hell on earth. It is beautiful to them. Burning buildings, dust, bones, the smell of rotten flesh. If you study the criminology and the psychology of psychopaths, to a man, they love the smell of rotten meat. They love to pick up the 16-year-old in their yellow Volkswagen and take them and torture them for a week, you know, out in the middle of nowhere so they can hear their screams and bite big chunks out of them and shock them. They love to dress up as demonic clowns and pick up, you know, teenage gay people and torture them and then bury them in the basement and, you know, tell their wife it's dead rats down there. They love it. It's beautiful to them. And they're making a world. Remember the New York Times reporting on how all the top art sold now in New York? You know, the stuff going for $45, $55, $60 million is a goblet of pus in glass, a skull with diamonds, Dr. Death, Jack Kevorkian's art sells for hundreds of thousands a piece, and it's demons eating babies. I mean, look it up. It's painted in Kevorkian's own blood. And before he got arrested, I remember seeing him on PBS with all these movie stars prancing around and saying how beautiful it is as this weird, ghoulish creature goes, I pulled an ampule of my blood and I painted it myself with some beautiful model going, oh, it's so beautiful, because it is just the ultimate decadence, and we can't see them. because good, wholesome people are blind and can't believe it exists even when it does. We have to admit it. We have to remove this cancer. We have to rout them. You understand that?
349, 359, 379. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
It's time to grow up. It's time to study history and see what out-of-control sickos do. They're willing to cheat. They're willing to steal. They're willing to manipulate. They're willing to punch our buttons to get into positions of power so that they can abuse us, so they can be above the law. Look at all this diplomatic immunity. I know the IMF has diplomatic immunity, but the police in New York are pointing out that he was not operating in a diplomatic capacity, and so they're going ahead and charging Dominique Strauss-Kahn with reportedly running out of the bathroom naked and jumping on the the maid, and there's other women, prominent reporter coming out saying same thing. You go behind closed doors with Khan, he starts, quote, acting like a rutting chimpanzee, jumping on you, ripping your clothes off. And it's this hyper-competitive, psychopathic energy that they have, and quite frankly, trying to rape women is literally the tip of the iceberg with these demons. And this article by Paul Watson is so important because it details the entire history of these people. And, well, it's a snapshot of many of their crimes to prove to you that this is hidden in plain view. You will read mainstream news articles about Fortune 100 companies with lobbyists openly lobbying that the U.S. government not withhold contracts from them for kidnapping small children, many of which that are shipped off to be raped and then have their heads blown off. And they just do it in plain view. So, of course, it came out 6 months ago in late 2010 that secret deals were signed with Prudential and other top insurance companies to take all death benefits of World War II vets through current vets. Of course, it's in the news today that Obama is moving to take public and private pension funds. Of course, these people are allowed to run giant child kidnapping rings publicly. They do whatever they want, whenever they want, in our face, and train us and break our will that they get to behave and act however they want. Now, continuing here with the other news, this is just incredible. And I'll definitely bring this up to Joel Skousen because he does a lot of research on Russia. Vladimir Vironsky is the... he's like probably the third most powerful person in Russia, heads up the only big opposition party. Secret weather weapons can kill millions, warns top Russian politician. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com, and I believe it is now up on Infowars.com. But it just came out a little while ago. Yes, it's up there. Secret weather weapons can kill millions, warns top Russian politician. A top Duma political leader caused shockwaves in a recent television interview when he warned that Russia could deploy an arsenal of new technology to destroy any part of the planet and kill over 100 million people using secret weather weapons if the United States, the UN, or Georgia tried to stop Russia's entry into the World Trade Organization. Vladimir Vironsky is the vice chairman of the Russian State Duma and leader of the Liberal Democratic Party of LDPR, the first officially sanctioned opposition party after the fall of communism. He almost became the prime minister via the fall of the Soviet Union and then what happened with Yeltsin. The LDPR has deep links with the former KGB and the Communist Party and has become a significant force in Russian politics, despite Vironsky himself being branded as a militant neo-fascist. According to a translation provided by the Russian speaker during the interview, Vironsky went off on a bizarre tangent after he was asked how Russia would treat countries like Georgia and the United States who tried to block Russia's entry into the World Trade Organization, saying the American government in Washington, D.C. had no future and would collapse. Vironsky cited Russia's supremacy in space, stated the country had lots of money, resources, and new weapons that no one knows about. With them, we will destroy any part of the planet within 15 minutes, he sensationally warned. Not an explosion, not a ray burst, not some kind of laser, not lightning, but a quiet and peaceful weapon, added Vironsky, warning that whole continents would be put into sleep forever. Sounds like a tectonic weapon. And that 120 million people would die if anyone interfered with Russia's claim on the Ural Islands, which are subject to a territorial dispute with Japan. I guess that's the Kuril Islands. The female presenter of the news program smirked as he made the comments, but Vironsky's manner was far from jovial. Vironsky made reference to the recent tsunami in Japan, suggesting the new weapons to which he refers are related to weather control technology, which has been intensely studied by both the U.S. and Russia since the 1950s and is commonly used today. Threatening to annex Georgia completely, Vironsky warned, and then there will be another tsunami on the other side of the planet, in the caucuses. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Early one morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. A shot rang out across the land. The horse he kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head.
All right, we're going to Joel Skousen here in just a moment to get his take on the whole bin Laden situation. What does his research show? We're going to get into the incredible economic developments. China cuts holdings of U.S. Treasuries for a fifth month in a row. That's AP. What do you think of the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation? For me, this is standard procedure for these guys, but they don't normally get in trouble for it. Well, it turns out he was the socialist leader set in the polls to beat Sarkozy. And Sarkozy's a good globalist minion, so is this infighting? I mean, I have no doubt he did it. I mean, he ran out, left the cell phone, all the rest of it. But he's not convicted yet. We'll be discussing that coming up with Joel Skousen and what he thinks is most important on the radar right now. I wanted to add that we have a whole bunch of very important books and videos available at the online video bookstore, Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books and videos also makes this broadcast possible. But more importantly, you get key tools to raise your awareness. And then hopefully when you're done reading Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, or when you're done watching Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, or when you're done reading Where's the Birth Certificate That We're Carrying by Jerome Corsi, or when you read Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, you can pay it forward and give it to someone. Because folks are really ready to be awakened right now. People are finally starting to question. Now, we have two new videos we're carrying, and this one is only $10. It's an amazing animated documentary that covers the banking cartel, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the private Federal Reserve, how the debt system does it. This is so professionally done. It's even been chronicled and reviewed by Fox News. The American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars, One Stupid Lie at a Time. This is probably the best documentary, it's short and sweet, for the general public that has no knowledge of what's going on. This is a slam dunk home run, and I was contacted by the makers of it months ago who were fans of the show. They sent it to me. I finally watched it. It blew me away. We're carrying it at Infowars.com. The American Dream, get that via the online video bookstore shopping cart. And a new film by Dan Dix out of Canada that dwarfs his last film dealing with the North American Union. This, Into the Fire, Press for Truth presents Into the Fire, just came out. Have it on DVD in stock. A Dan Dix film. The whole world is watching. This has, amongst other things, and it's shot in high def, the G20. And that's the model. The G20 in Toronto, the G20 in Pittsburgh, the G20 in England. In every case, they hire provocateurs. They send them out. They have them attack the police, or the police have a pretext to attack the public. They have the snatch and grabs. They have the hired provocateur burning police cars. It is an amazing film, and you also then support activists in Canada. Into the Fire by Dan Dix, now available and shipping at Infowars.com. You can also call toll-free if you'd like to order over the phone and ask about some of the other combos and discounts we have. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And one more thing, because I do three or four shows now in a row and never even plug books and videos and T-shirts, and that's how we fund our operation. We have this new T-shirt in. This is our second in the Fluoride is Poison line, and it's a deep blue T-shirt with a skull on the front. And it says, there is poison in the tap water, Infowars.com, with a skull and a drop of water. And then on the back, it's got fluoride facts for you. You want to warn people. You want to be a billboard exposing these people. It says, an industrial waste is added to the drinking water by our government for the purpose of medication. More toxic than lead. The active ingredient in many pesticides. Linked to increases in bone cancer, brain damage, and lower IQs. This should be our best-selling T-shirt. It's still the V for Victory. Folks, you need to get this shirt and get it out in public. This will be a great way to get people to initiate conversations with you, and it's a great way to support the broadcast, Infowars.com. Now, joining us 15 minutes or so into the next hour, if he can do it, is Joel Skousen. He's a political scientist by training, specializing in the philosophy of law, constitutional theory. He, of course, is the nephew of Cleon Skousen, who wrote some of the preeminent tomes on how the big mega banks fund the socialism and the communism to consolidate wealth and basically finance their communist and Nazi opposition. He was also in the Marine Corps during the Vietnam era and was a fighter-bomber pilot. And we appreciate Joel Skousen joining us. He's the editor-in-chief of World Affairs Brief, joelskousen.com. Joel, great having you here with us today. So much happening. Let's get into the Osama bin Laden raid and what your research shows is behind that.
Well, Alex, this was a carefully crafted political piece of theater that was made to, I think, have several things. First of all, I think how it was pulled off so that legitimate SEAL Team 6 could, in fact, think that they were killing bin Laden, and the pictures that were shown the various congressmen, selective congressmen, that could be made believable is I think that they had one of the two or three lookalikes that they have of Osama bin Laden, but they've been parading before the American public for the past 10 years, set up to be killed. And it's very suspicious that, you know, there was no dialysis machine. You can't have a man with near kidney failure in 1999 and clear into 2001 survive in the so-called caves of Tora Bora without a dialysis machine. And even with a dialysis machine, it's very rare to live that long. Of course, two Pakistani prime ministers, former prime ministers, have said that he was dead a long time ago, and I think that they're right. So I think what happened is that you have used this lookalike for many, many years to produce these propaganda videos. You set him up to be killed. Look, you know, look at this compound in this small city just blocks away from a military training school and headquarters. I'm sure the people in the military in Pakistan say, yeah, we know that's the U.S. compound down there. They control that, so we don't go in there. The biggest, tallest house in the entire city, you know, ringed with barbed wire. There's no way that anybody in this town wouldn't know that there was something going on there. So you can't hide there. Bin Laden wouldn't have been hiding in plain sight like that. So I think this was a carefully crafted setup, and its purpose, frankly, I think, is to get Obama reelected. I think, and I've analyzed in my World Affairs brief how that's going to happen. They're flooding the Republican candidacy with as many people they can jam in there. They're throwing Donald Trump into the mix to try to pull off a Ross Perot-type siphoning off of independent votes. I think it's very, very clear they're heading to give us another 4 years of Obama, incredible as that may sound.
You know, what you're saying, Joel, is exactly what my gut instantly told me. We have the Spy Talk, May 25th, 2010, where they had high-level CIA agents off record tell the Washington Post that, yes, we did make a fake bin Laden video showing him as a, you know, with as a homosexual, but we didn't release that. And then we have top experts studying the other videos saying that it wasn't him. And we have the fat bin Laden who had suddenly gained 100 pounds and had a bigger nose. You have the old videos that our government had to admit were edited re-releases of real bin Laden videos from 99, 2000. So we have this history of admitted faking. And that's what you need to do is get rid of the lookalikes once the Osama bin Laden era is over. We have BBC talking to his neighbors saying, I knew that guy, and saying his name and saying, yeah, he looked like bin Laden, but he wasn't, you know, bin Laden. I mean, Ron Paul looks like the actor that plays the guy in the X-Men Magneto. I mean, they look almost identical. That doesn't mean that that famous actor, who I guess also plays Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, I forget his name, doesn't mean that, you know, they're one and the same. There are a lot of people that I've run into people in my life who look almost like me. It's incredible. You walk into a store and you're going, you look like me. Well, I look like you. And so that fits exactly how they would operate. I have to say that that's what Jesse Ventura said, is they said they could have had a guy in there that looked like him. And then how ridiculous to say they threw him in the ocean, but you can trust us. We've got a face print. And we've got a DNA test. This is a government that's been caught lying about WMDs, you name it.
But you can't check out anything that the government is claiming because virtually all the sources are owned by the government. I mean, even they say we've done a DNA test. Well, where did you get the original sample? And if you didn't get an original sample, which is difficult to get unless he really was their agent, but if you're using relative samples, it takes far more than 24 hours to get a proper DNA test, and they were announcing this within 18 hours of when they claimed to have killed him. So that's all very, very suspect.
What about, I mean, not just the re-election bit, I mean, that's pretty obvious, I concur with you on that. What about the saying, well, now that he's been killed, the terror threat's greater, brace for 160 Al-Qaeda nukes to go off, then AP even ran with the KSM, a guy who'd been tortured for more than 5 years, saying, yes, if you kill bin Laden, nukes will be detonated in Europe or the U.S. This released 2 weeks before the bin Laden killing, so you saw the pre-scripting and priming of the pump ahead of that. I mean, I'm really concerned about a false flag right now, especially with the TSA rolling out the new presidential alerts they want to have commandeering the cell phones.
Well, I'm worried about false flag operation on an Amtrak train. It's not coincidental that Senator Charles Schumer of New York is touting that we need TSA-type controls on Amtrak, and Amtrak lackeys are going along saying, yes, we need that too. They have used trains in Europe. They did one in Spain. They did one in England. The U.S. Is due for those, and so that's probably the most likely thing. I don't think we're going to see a nuclear dirty bomb. The reason I say that is I don't think they want people in America preparing against nuclear attack or war in any way whatsoever, and that's my reluctance to accept that. But I do think that this is very, very too good to be true to have 100,000 pages suddenly coming out, you know, with and they're claiming too much. Bin Laden supposedly running around from safe house to safe house is not going to be able to accumulate 100,000 pages of intelligence for them to find in this particular house. They wouldn't keep it in one place, for one thing. They'd have it distributed. They'd have it coded. I mean, this is just like the CIA decided not only to bring in this lookalike to staff him in the house, but to load the house, preload it. In fact, they may not even have to actually preload anything. Who can tell what they found? Do you know what it would take to have to haul away that much material, you know, from this house?
Well, I saw headlines that there was 1 million pages, not just 100,000 documents.
Oh, really? It's up to 1 million now. Well, they're obviously talking about...
And now they can say, oh, look, here's the proof of 9/11. I'm betting and I'm predicting that there, at some point near the election, they'll say, here was the whole plan. Here's how they did 9/11. That's a replay of two magic passports falling down from the towers, being found that day on 9/11. One of the hijackers' bags getting stuck, not getting on the plane with all the admissions. I mean, the evidence of the throwdown weapon, I mean, that's evidence of it being staged.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many indications that this was staged. I mean, hijackers don't take a van and leave, you know, paraphernalia tracing them. They don't use credit cards to buy. They use cash. They take taxis to where they're going to do something. I mean, these are no more trained terrorists than these are, you know, patsies, just like the underwear bomber and the shoe bomber. I mean, there's no trained terrorist who would not have known that you cannot light plastic explosives with a match and expect it to go up. They must take Americans for fools.
These are drugged-out zombies. I mean, we first broke a month plus before the Undersecretary of State Kennedy had to admit an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency said, give him a visa, help get him on the plane. Our witnesses saw the sharp-dressed English-speaking man demand that security let him on the plane. This person was so high-powered, he got him on the plane, and Mutalib looked like he was drugged out of his mind.
Oh, and I think he was. I think he was under drugs. They really don't do mind control very well without the use of some of these mood-altering and mind-altering drugs.
Sirhan Sirhan's now come out and said what people said from the beginning, that he was drugged up and it was the same thing. But regardless, the police there admitted that the shots were fired from another firearm. They found the article. Throw that back up there. Osama bin Laden plotted to kill President Obama report. U.S. intelligence officials who are currently analyzing over 1 million pages of data. Why not 2 million, Joel? Why not 100 million?
Well, we do learn some of these things, you know. We learned that finally they got these stealth helicopters into operation. I had a subscriber to the World Affairs Brief who had an encounter with those in Wyoming some 3 or 4 years ago, and he said they really are silent. Sounds like just a big swooshing fan going by. They have so many blades on these helicopters. So they really can get in there, and they, of course, had some stealth. They probably made some composite-type helicopters so that the radar signature would be very, very low, and that had these various shielding discs around the blades. But
well, as soon as I saw the tail section, I said, before it was even on the news, not that I'm smart, it's not hard, I said, that's stealth. I said, it's obviously some type of plastic. Look at the edges of it that are designed to absorb radar. And then it did come out that it was a stealth helicopter. I wonder what else they've got.
Yeah, and that's what keeps the Russians and the Chinese at bay, too. They just keep wondering, what else has the United States got? Do we dare go to war with them? And that's why they, you know, the U.S. has to keep goading them almost. It's like Hillary Clinton this week goading China about the human rights and attacking them. And that's not been the policy of the government. They've been kowtowing and they'd been excusing Chinese behavior, and all of a sudden Hillary Clinton comes out and attacks them full force in their own turf, and that tells me they're trying to provoke more bad blood there. I think they're having trouble getting Russia and China to actually spring this World War III on the world that they've been planning for so long. So this is one of the additional signs that they're starting to change tactics.
What do you make of the colorful Vladimir Varanovsky saying Russia's got super powerful weather or tectonic weapons and that they can destroy the U.S. whenever they want?
Well, you know, I think that the Russians have been putting out a steady stream of disinformation experts that have been focusing on the right wing in the United States, who have been full of a lot of conspiracy theories about HAARP and about the chemtrails. And while I'm a believer in chemtrails because I have actually seen them with my own eyes going on, nevertheless, I've done a lot of research on this, and it just, the powerful forces necessary, the multipliers necessary to induce earthquake or even weather changes are in the gajillion joules, and it's just incapable. I'm very, very skeptical that this is in reality happening, though they're trying. I will admit they've been trying, but I don't believe they've got the power to do that.
We know there's a lot of secret programs, but you're saying the amount of power would be needed to generate this they don't have. And I tend to agree with you, unless you look at some of the 60s documents on using underwater nukes to cause tsunamis.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The fact that it takes more power than the globalists have to trigger these massive events, but we know they do have a lot of atmospheric manipulation with the barium salts, aluminum dioxide to redirect or intensify weather systems that are already in place. I've interviewed Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, who successfully did this in Vietnam. But he did it with weather systems that were already developing. We know that the Stanford Research Institute certified in 68 that they could strengthen, weaken, or even kill hurricanes with classic cloud seeding technologies. But shifting gears, Joel, incredible news out of the economy. China cuts holdings of U.S. treasuries for the fifth month. So the Federal Reserve is having to monetize more and more of those. Now the Washington Post says Treasury to tap pensions to help fund government by cutting government pensions. Now, again, no cutting of the trillions of the foreign bankers, but now they're moving to cut government pensions. Only Obama can do that with, quote, left cover, claiming that it's the Republicans that want to slash everything. But then meanwhile, we see the IMF and World Bank in Ireland going after the private pensions, and we see the feds more and more moving to do that here. What's your view of the state of our economy, Joel Skousen?
Well, I think that we've got a situation which is unresolvable. There's no way that either Europe, the United States, or any of the other major countries, including Japan, are ever going to get out of their debt problems. We have shown just by the attempt by the Republicans to try to turn back a measly $500 billion that they couldn't do it. There's no political will. There's so many large minority constituencies. Each one, I don't want to give up my benefits, and whether it's Medicare, whether it's Social Security, whether it's all of these. They have huge constituencies. There is no political will. Even those constituencies, if they knew that the country would collapse, if they didn't give up the benefits, would say, I still want them until the country collapses. That's the kind of mentality that we've got. There's nobody who's got the courage to stop this. Now, given that, notice that the government did not, when they ran up against the debt ceiling today, they didn't say, well, we can't stop, or we can't have any more debt. They basically said, baloney on the law. We're going to go and tap into the federal pension fund. But, Alex, there is no federal pension fund to tap. There is no IOU fund for Social Security. There is no FDIC fund. All of that has been admitted by government as simply journal entries, and they simply have to print the money and create the money with journal entries. So this is going on as we speak. The debt limit is not a hard ceiling. There is no way out of this. They're simply going to continue to create funds to keep government going. And I think everyone who's in the benefit-corrupted class of America is going to support that. That's why there is no solution.
And so what's going to happen?
Well, I think ultimately they have a problem come 2020, 23, 24, when they, in fact, all of the tax revenues go to pay the interest on the national debt. Then they've got a problem because they're technically bankrupt. That's why I think I will guarantee you, Alex, they will give us a third world war before that happens so that they can have an excuse to walk away from all the debts because America has been taken down with a nuclear preemptive strike, which these globalists have wanted. Now, they have their bunkers. They will continue to come out, and they always, of course, put these contracts for the rebuilding of the world out to their own people, just like they did in World War II. So these people are not going to be hurt, ultimately, but the American people are. And that will be the excuse to walk away and say, it's not our fault, just like 9/11. This was an external attack. We just have to start over, and everyone will just nod their head and go along. And I think that's the resolution they're looking at.
But I see the monetization of debt bringing this crisis to a head within 2 or 3 years, not 2020, but I agree with you. Regardless, it's going to be the same aftermath. We're back in 1 minute with Joel Skousen. I saw an article last week about rich Russians building bunkers at record rate. So are rich people here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.